My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, if you have any of the show that you're missing this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are every week. So if you had an errand to run or you have some family things going on this Labor Day, don't get upset. You'll be able to check it out. And we also promote this. The follow-up of the show will be on our Facebook and also our X account, Twitter X. It's like I call it Twitter, just like I still call it Joe Robbie Stadium. Old school. So you'll never miss anything. And certainly we've had some really good guests on in the first hour. And we thank Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University, for joining us. Now we move into high school. And, certainly you have an opportunity, some really, really good football down here. And last Wednesday evening, I had an opportunity to go see Mater Academy play Doral Academy. Coach Eddie Delgado, who's doing a tremendous job, no matter where he is, and certainly has laid the foundation over the last couple of years here at Doral Academy. And he's kind enough to join us this evening, Coach. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me on. It was great to see you the other night. We always appreciate you coming out to see us.
I enjoy that. I enjoy it because you get an opportunity to see kids that, you know, perhaps you don't see. And you're looking at, the kid Antello the other night and have an opportunity to see your running back and your line and the kids. You got it out to a big lead. And obviously, the kids had to focus a little bit in the fourth quarter. You're kind of this is a program that, maybe down a little bit last year, but certainly you guys fix things in a hurry. This is a program, and I know that you come from that running school of the Richard Stewart, but you guys are putting the ball up a lot too.
Oh, yeah. We last year, we didn't really do a great job of running the ball, but we did have some good receivers. We had some kids that could catch the ball. We had a good quarterback, good young kid. Who got a lot better as the year went on, and now a lot of those guys are back. And we really wanted to get our run game back to what we were accustomed to, and we feel like we're on that path, and we still have those kids that can catch the ball. So we're a lot more balanced than we've been really for a long time.
Yeah, and depth is always important, obviously. And, smaller schools don't have the depth. You guys are a bigger school now and certainly have a lot of the kids. I saw them the other night. You had a lot of kids who played backup, a lot of kids who went in the second half. Obviously, you have that type of schedule this year where you're going to have to bring it basically every week, starting with Hialeah this week and then right down the line, with Pace and then Southridge, which is not, I believe, is that a district game this year, Southridge?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Homestead, too.
Yeah.
In Southwest. Yeah. Talk about
we're
that because
about it.
Yeah. I know you accept the challenge, but talk about that because it begins this week with a Hialeah team that's got, you know, they got talent. I believe they're resuming their game tomorrow night of the other night. Talk about the schedule because this is maybe one of the toughest schedule you've had since you've been there.
Well, we love to challenge ourselves. You know, it's always good to play tough people. Makes you better throughout the course of the season. And, you know, we're definitely going to get challenged with Hialeah here coming up. And then, you know, the next week we got to go to Pace. And our district with South Ridge and Homestead is going to be a challenge. So we're excited about all those things. I mean, if you're going to be a good team in South Florida, you're going to have to play people. And, you know, once you get to the playoffs, you know, you're a lot – bit more battle tested and ready, and you find out real quick about what are the things you need to correct, and we feel like we're kind of, you know, on that path right now, so like we're just excited about each week getting better and just continuing our progress.
Yeah, no doubt. Eddie Delgado joins us. He's the head coach at Doral Academy. And the one thing that's always essential, coach, in any program at any level and in any sport is support from the administration. And it seems like since you've been there, they've had that. You get your principal and your athletic director and all the teachers and a lot of the students come out. You had the band going. Talk about that because that nothing probably to me is better than turning around into the stands and seeing all that support, you know, from, you know, teachers that you see every day in the hallways coming out and supporting the kids. Yeah. I think that's essential.
I agreed. I mean, it's extremely important. I mean, I'm blessed. I mean, our administration is great. Our principal, our assistant principals, those guys are super. I mean, I couldn't ask for more support from those guys. They give me real support. It is, you know, one thing is standing there and patting you on the back and cheering for you. But another is helping you get, you know, assistance into the building and things of that sort. And just really being supportive of the program, of the things that you need to run a good, solid football program. And the school is, you know, it's got a lot of support. The AD is great. Our students really come out and do a great job. There's just a real festive atmosphere at our games because the people really have a true family atmosphere, and it's really nice. I think our kids enjoy it. You know, they've embraced me since I've been there, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, no doubt. And you and I talked about it last week. This is a really decent sports program at the school. It's, you know, I mean, basketball, baseball, everything. Talk about that because I think that that's important, too, because once you get the ball rolling in one sport, everybody wants to support everybody. And I know that your, you know, basketball people support the football and vice versa. Yeah. That's very important as well.
Oh, no, the program at our school, I mean, they've been one of the top programs in the state for several years now. I mean, we've won awards as a top program, not only here in the county, but also at the state level. You know, our softball program, our baseball program, our volleyball program, you know, soccer, obviously, both girls and boys. I mean, every sport is great. I mean, we're the ones that have been, you know, kind of lagging behind, honestly, behind all the rest of them. So it's on us to kind of reach their level because they all have been outstanding. I mean, there's a lot of great coaches, a lot of very talented kids. And again, I think that's a byproduct of such a supportive administration that we have and just the athletic department and the whole school, really. I mean, it's really unique. I mean, it's been a lot of fun for me. And it's just exciting to try and build it here in football and you know how it is here in South Florida. That's not easy. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. But you know, I think we're trying to make our way up the ladder here, so to speak, and just continuing to be competitive every year. And you know, we've had some breakthroughs here and there, but really we want to be consistently mentioned in that playoff contention and all that. And you know, we're going to work to that. And I think it's coming. You know, I think we're just building that, and it takes a minute, you know? Excited about where we're at.
You kind of took my words right out of my mouth as far as the landscape of football now, especially in South Florida. It's almost, you know, it's so tough anymore to know who's staying, who's going, because of the fact that a lot of these kids get those influences, obviously. I don't have to tell you, you know, from outside. How do you, you know, I mean, because you're old school, you come from a program in Berlin Jesuit where, you know, if you're there, you're there for a reason. I mean, you know, it's not like they're losing kids or getting kids. That's probably, to me, I would think, the biggest adjustment for you to have to, rather than understand that your team is going to be there for a reason, now you have to kind of fight for the kids and show them, hey, listen, you know, we got great coaches, and you do. You look at Marcelo and you look at Javi and all these guys who've been there and done that. So you have a great selling point.
No, we do. We have a great school. I mean, academically, we're as good as anybody. And our place is unique in that way. We do a great job of being good at both, and I'm used to that. So to me, it wasn't much of a change in that regard. But the only thing is that, you know, here, just like everybody else around town, really, I mean, guys come and go, right? Like, you're hoping that you keep more and all that, but that's kind of the way it is. You know, either you adapt or die, right? So it's like... You know, you got to adapt and move along with it. I mean, I didn't make the rules. It is how it is. You know, I think everybody has to adjust to things. You know, you hope that your program is good enough where people want to stay and be a part of it. You know, I think we're getting, you know, we're hoping to move in that direction where people see us as a destination, not a temporary stop on the way to somewhere else. You know,
I agree. Before I let you go, I know that off season's always been important for you. You know, you guys attend a lot of things. I know. I remember back in the day with the padded camps up at FAU, and now it's at Kaiser. Talk about that, because I think that's where games are won and lost. Not so much now, but what you do in the off season.
Well, yeah. I mean, we used to go to those padded camps and things of that nature, and it was great, and I would love to get back to that at some point. It's just sometimes it's a little bit tricky when you got guys coming and going and things of that nature to kind of get them ready at the beginning of the summer when a lot of those camps are going on. So a lot of the time now in the summer has got to be about getting all the people adapted to whatever you're doing. So it's tricky. I would love to, and we hope to go back. Especially if we have a lot of continuity amongst the kids, then it's a lot easier to do it. But a lot of that is dependent on your guys, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to go to compete at the team camp if guys just got there 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So
I hear you.
It can get a little tricky. But those things are great. We always used to enjoy them. You get so much out of that. It was almost better than spring practice in a lot of ways. Just because you were competing against so many other teams, you know, it was so much fun. You'd be scrimmaging in the morning against Booker T, playing Glade Central in the afternoon. I mean, it was there's nothing better than that. Your team is improving, you know, by the hour. So it was great, but you just got to be able to have that continuity in order to do it.
I agree with you. I still remember seeing Frankie Hernandez's father out there, and I'm asking him, I said, is this legal? I mean, these guys are beating each other up, and it's June.
I used to think the same thing. I was like, I can't believe we were allowed to do this. This is awesome. I mean, it was like no competitive, and it was like a lot of fun with all the players, and the competitive aspect of it was great. So – you know, we used to enjoy it. And I would love to get back to that. But, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
No doubt. Hialeah this week, Coach. Best of luck. Thanks. It was, as always, it was great seeing you last week.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Coach Eddie Delgado, head coach at Doral Academy. Listen, you know, it's a good program. You know, they stepped up their schedule now. Once again, they're in a district with Homestead and South Ridge, which is never going to be easy. So, and they play Hialeah this week. So we wish him nothing but the best.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.